While Tuesday's primary in Washington was mostly for local candidates and races, the group Reclaim Idaho has its eye on statewide politics. Reclaim Idaho is a group co-founded by Sandpoint native Luke Mayville. He says his organization's focus is on electing representatives and senators who are interested in rebuilding the state's middle class. It's focused on three issues: strong public schools, protecting public lands, and health care for working families. Mayville is currently an academic who teaches literature at Columbia University. But for now, he and his fellow co-founder Garrett Strizich have returned home for a north-to-south organizing tour in their Medicaid for Idaho bus.
Back in March, there was something of a local crisis when a big levy vote really shook up the community in the Lake Pend'Oreille School District number 84. There was $17 million at stake in the vote. Had it failed, that would have been about a third of the budget cut, which would have led to about three elementary schools closing. So my friend Garrett and I got together and we launched a door-to-door campaign for the passage of that levy. We were really inspired by the results. The levy passed, the voter turnout went way up. And so we thought we want to bring the same spirit of that campaign into November 2018, and we really want to try to make a difference, not just in public education, but also in a number of other really important issues like affordable health care and public lands. And overall, what we set out to do is to really try to make an impact on the November 2018 elections around something like a middle class agenda.
So I'm interested in the name Reclaim Idaho.
Well, we believe that if you look back into Idaho's history, we've had a long history of being a state where you can really build a middle-class life for yourself and an enjoyable, stable life, access to nature, education for your children. And we look back at some of our heroes in the past, people like Governor Cecil Andrus, who first got into politics when he was really upset that you couldn't find affordable kindergarten in Orofino, Idaho, where he was a lumberjack at the time. You know, he went down to the state senator and complained about it. The state senator told him those schools were good enough for me, they're good enough for your kids. And that wasn't good enough for him, so he threw his hat in the ring and he ran for state senate, won. 10 years later, ran for governor, won, and then led the fight to establish public kindergarten in Idaho. That's the kind of legacy that we think of when we think of Reclaim Idaho.
So why do you think the time is right for this?
Well, in 2017, more so than in any year in decades, there's really a question on a lot of people's minds of whether, you know, America in general, and Idaho specifically, will continue to even aspire to be a middle-class society where everyone has some basic level of economic security and everyone can provide, some basic level of educational opportunity for their children. When you look at the numbers, there's more inequality between the very wealthiest Americans and the rest of us. There's a larger gap than at any time since the 1920s. And every year, that gap continues to grow. And what's so important about 2017 is that people are starting to realize that. You go around and there are a lot of people who are worried about the direction of this country and the way that, you know, 10 years from now, we just might not even have anything resembling a middle class in this country. If it starts to be the case that the only public schools that exist are basically schools for the poor, people elsewhere, decide to start putting their kids exclusively in private schools because they don't believe in the public schools anymore. If healthcare costs grow so exorbitant that people are more and more depleting all of the wealth that their parents built for them to pay for basic medical costs, then there's really going to be a time when people kind of scratch their heads and wonder what happened to, you know, what happened to the American middle class. So we really think the time couldn't be better for this kind of work.
Is this a partisan project, or do you think this is broad enough that it's going to appeal to a wide range of Idahoans?
You know, it really is not a partisan project. What we've seen is that when you go out into the communities of Idaho, there's a lot of divisiveness around a number of issues. But there are other issues that we really believe are unifying. The question of whether every child should have access to a quality public education, we think that is an 80-20 issue, or at the very least a 70%, 30% issue. The principle that everyone ought to have access to affordable health care is the same way. The mission of the campaign is to organize volunteers to elect candidates who believe in strong public schools and protected public lands and affordable health care for all Idahoans. So what we hope to do as we go from town to town, we want to meet people, not just who kind of nod along and believe in what we're doing, but who sign up to actually join small neighborhood teams and then start to organize all the way through November 2018. And what we're going to do is make it very easy for them to do so. We're going to give them really effective ways to contact their neighbors, to contact voters, and ultimately to get out the vote on behalf of candidates who are good on these issues, whether they're Democrats or Republicans.
Luke Mayville is the co-sponsor of Reclaim Idaho. His Medicaid for Idaho bus is in the southern half of the state for the next several days. It will end its tour next Sunday at the Raspberry Festival in Cottonwood. But its campaign to elect new state legislators will run through November 2018.